Welcome to another episode. In the last episode, I said I would talk about some of the other pasta characters, like TG Toby, Jeff the Killer, Eyeless Jack, and I didn't. I mostly just talked about Slenderman, so this, will be dedicated to them. So, these are all based off of the Creepypasta website, which lots of people believe are real and fake, because what the Creepypasta website asks for is real horror stories or fake horror stories, so you can't really tell the difference. So, our first person is TG Toby. TG Toby is a 19-year-old boy who is now his status is Slenderman's proxy. But he was bipolar, he had Tourette's, he had a lot of other things with him. He had anxiety, and he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He got in a car accident, and some really crazy stuff happened, and his dad was a drunk, and was a really bad guy. And eventually, TG Toby was fed up with it, and he killed his father, and he ran around with a can of gasoline and set the whole neighborhood on fire. TG Toby was almost dead when Slenderman came through the fire and let TG Toby become his proxy. Okay, now for our next pasta character. Eyeless Jack. Eyeless Jack is a character with no eyes, and he has a disgusting habit of eating people's intestinal organs. It all happened when a young man was laying in his bed and he heard some weird noises. He fell asleep, and when he woke up, he had cuts all over his body and stitches in his stomach. He went to the doctor and said, he was missing a kidney. So he went back home and checked the security camera footage, and there was a hooded person with a blue mask with black tears coming out of it, and he took the man's kidneys. That is Eyeless Jack. Bunch more pastas out there. Alex, Maskey, Jeff the Killer, all of them are out there. And a lot of them kind of relate to the normal pastas. They aren't that interesting. Those are two of the most interesting ones. And that's Creepypasta. If you want to check out the website and the app, they are available and you can read, watch videos. Buy merchandise, and it's really cool. I'm not getting sponsored by Creepypasta, but it's something to check out. It's very strange and paranormal, and yeah, stay safe, and you guys, just watch out, because there are some creepy sightings of this stuff. It's called Creepypasta. I need to tell you guys this, because people would copy, so that's what copy and paste these stories on the internet, or chats, or videos, and comments on videos and stuff, and they're called copy pasta, like copy paste, creepy pasta. So that's all for today. Bye.